All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the latest round of the rankings in the college football playoff were announced this past Tuesday night, and you have the Alabama Crimson Tide, Clemson Tigers, Miami Hurricanes, and Oklahoma Sooners all in possession of the top four spots. Now, all of these teams moved up as there was a big shakeup this past weekend. We saw Miami knock off Notre Dame. Notre Dame, of course, was ranked third. We saw the Georgia Bulldogs lose to the Auburn Tigers. And Auburn, of course, Georgia was the top-ranked team. And you look at the biggest movers, of course, you look at what Miami was able to do. They went from seventh to third after they knocked off Notre Dame. You also look at Wisconsin moving up three spots. And then you also look at Auburn, who moved up four spots from 10 to 6 as they were able to get the best of Georgia. Now, of course, you have Wisconsin sitting right there at number 5. You also have Auburn right there at number 6. And I've been saying it for the past few weeks. Auburn is in a very, very unique spot because, yes, they have two losses, but if Auburn wins out, they're in. And I said it before they beat Georgia, because you figure Auburn still plays Alabama in the Iron Bowl to finish the regular season. Alabama is currently ranked number 1 in the college football playoff rankings. So that would definitely move up Auburn if they were to get that victory. And then the Tigers would still have to defeat Georgia again in the SEC championship game. And of course, Georgia is still in the top 10, and that would definitely count for something. So I think that if Auburn wins the SEC, they're in it. I look at things like this because obviously things have opened up, and I think things are going to continue to open up because a lot of these teams in these rankings play each other. So these rankings are not going to stay the way that they currently are. You look at Clemson, who's number 2, and you look at Miami, who's number 3, and these teams are set to meet for the ACC championship on the first Saturday in December. So obviously that is it for the loser. Now, I look at the teams that have the clearest shot to get to the college football playoff. I look at Alabama. If they continue winning, they've been playing some tough games, and it's going to get tougher. That game against Auburn is going to be extremely tough because Alabama does have several injuries on the defensive side of the ball, and Auburn really can put a strain on an opposing defense. So that's going to be tough for Alabama. But I'll tell you like this, whoever wins the SEC, whether it's going to be Alabama, whether it's going to be Georgia, or Auburn, they're going to get into the playoff. Because you look at Georgia right now, they're number 7, and they still have their game, of course, with Georgia Tech to finish the regular season, but they're going to the SEC championship game. So if they enter that contest with a record of 11-1, no matter if it's Alabama or Auburn who they are facing in that championship game, the winner of that contest is going through to the playoff. The same can be said for the ACC winner, whether that's going to be Clemson or Miami. I look at Oklahoma, who is 4th right now, and Oklahoma's sitting in a good spot. They're 9-1. They won at Ohio State. They beat TCU. They won at Oklahoma State. And then, of course, they have the Big 12 championship game, which could be a rematch of TCU, so they would have to get the best of the Horned Frogs once again. But I think Oklahoma is in a great position. Wisconsin sitting there at number 5, obviously they have to win out, even though they are undefeated, but they really don't have that much wiggle room because people are looking at their strength of schedule or lack thereof it due to the fact that the Big Ten West is so weak. But you look at Wisconsin, they're going to get the opportunity to either face Ohio State or Penn State in the Big Ten championship game. And if it's Ohio State, you're talking about an Ohio State team that was blown out on the road versus Iowa, and they also lost at home to Oklahoma. So that would be a quality win, but would it be enough to propel the Wisconsin Badgers into that field of four? But like I said, Auburn's sitting right there with a record of 8-2 at number six. They still have a great opportunity in front of them. And the same can be said about Georgia, who is number seven with a record of 9-1. They have a great opportunity in front of them. Notre Dame with a record of 8-2, I think it's going to be very tough, since Notre Dame has already lost two times. They lost to Georgia at home, and then on top of that, they were blown out this past Saturday by Miami. You look at Ohio State, who is currently ranked number 9, and with two losses, even if they were to win the Big Ten, you know, it would be tough to put them ahead of an Oklahoma who beat them. So that's the biggest thing right there. Penn State, they're number 10. I think they're in the same boat with Ohio State. It's a long shot. So you really look at 1-7 right now, barring something very catastrophic, those are your biggest players who are going to have an opportunity to get to that field of four. And if you are the SEC winner and you're the ACC winner, you definitely want to get that top seed. So therefore, you have that opportunity for that Sugar Bowl bid in New Orleans, because of course the other playoff semifinal this year is at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and you want to try to keep it as close to home as possible. But I think, you know, it's been very exciting so far. We still have a lot that has to be solved between now and the end of the regular season, but the picture is beginning to get a little bit clearer, and it's beginning to get a little bit more definitive as far as who is going to be among that field of four. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this year, the Cyclones will begin their 2018 season starting next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.